This is Stardate, our writer-producer Deborah Bird. Stardate and Stardate Magazine are productions of the McDonald Observatory at the University of Texas. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in...
Changed. The new number is 2. Please make a note of it. The number you have reached has been changed. The new number has been disconnected.
Ring damage.
Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
I will not agree to another debate. The answer is no. I am not going to have any more debates. We don't need any more debates. I've spelled out my position. There will be no more debates.
Madam Chairman, delegates to this convention, fellow citizens, America needs Barbara Bush as First Lady. A society is great because of promises made by its government, not because of progress made by its people. I wondered why on earth John Adams said, "Facts are stubborn things."
Spelled out my position.
It is the American people who endured the great challenge of national calamity. So,
I will not agree to another debate.
America is working again. Facts are stubborn things.
What did you say?
Can you say that again, Luke?
Today, we have the first treaty in world history to eliminate an entire class of U.S. and Soviet liberal elites who loudly proclaimed that it's time for a change. Today, I'm proud to say that we have eliminated so many, and George was there.
Need any more debate.
Facts are stubborn things. We are the change. The top 5% of earners have been freed from paying any income tax at all. and millions of earners at the bottom of the scale are paying a higher percentage of the total tax revenue than they ever had before. That was our change.
The answer is no.
We rebuilt our armed forces. We liberated Libyan terrorism.
I am not going to have any more debate.
Now I think we can be forgiven. I have to confess I wasn't actually there. And my fellow citizens, the road has been glorious indeed. Eight years ago, we met at a time when America was in economic promise. And today we meet in a time of economic chaos, despair, hopelessness. Facts are stupid, I should say.
There will be no more debates.
And that's one thing you can be certain of. There will be no more debates. And I think that's just fine. It's 13 minutes after 10 o'clock. The program is Brain Damage. Eric Horley with you up until midnight. And taking your calls at 632-6901. 632-690.1, actually, if you want to remember it that way. That's why we got the phone number, 632-690.1, area code 516. The rest of it doesn't really mean anything. And this is one of those radio programs where there just isn't a topic. We just don't have a topic tonight. There's no specific topic. So I'm going to leave it up to the listeners to call in and contribute whatever they can as far as things to talk about. I mean, I imagine we can talk about things like the holiday season, snow on the ground, bitter cold, but I'd also like to hear your own personal experiences and hopes and ambitions and failures and embarrassments and all that kind of thing. So feel free, call up 632-6901. Think of it as your sounding board for the rest of Long Island and Connecticut. They'll be able to hear what is happening in your life, your philosophies, that kind of thing. And I'd especially like to appeal to listeners that have not called in before, those listeners that just sit there by the radio or maybe in some cases driving their cars and not thinking to pull over to a screeching halt and run to a payphone, where's it talking to you this week? We want to hear from you. We want to hear how many different voices we can get on these airwaves in the time allotted to us. And we're only on until midnight. So why? Get those calls coming in, 632-6901. You folks in Connecticut, need I remind you that today is Saturday. No matter what long-distance phone company you have, your rates are down all day today, nighttime rates. So there's no excuse. No excuse at all. All right, you think it's still expensive? You think it's still expensive to call us? Let's find out exactly how much it is. Now, I imagine the rate to Connecticut is the same as the rate from Connecticut. Let's find out for sure, though.
New York telephone, Mrs. Ryan, may I help you?
Yes, hi, good evening. We'd like to know the rate between this area and Connecticut, direct dial.
What number in Connecticut, sir?
Well, let's see, in the area code 203, the 576 exchange.
Thank you. That is handled by another operator. I'll connect you to that operator.
Okay. Divestiture.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
I'm still in the hands of the other operator.
This is Steve. May I help you?
Yes, hi. We'd like to know how much it costs to call Connecticut at weekend rates direct from here now. Okay.
You have direct service there? You're calling from the college, right?
Yes, but we're going to go to a real phone and make the call from there.
Oh, all right. Sure, hold on.
Not one of these inferior things that they give us.
These will be the AT&T rates dialing directly, the weekend rates being in effect from Saturday 8 a.m. till Sunday 5 p.m. It's 13 cents for the first minute and 10 cents for each additional minute.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You hear that, Connecticut? 13 cents for the first minute, 10 cents for each additional minute. So let's say it's a good call and you stay on for 10 minutes, okay? We're talking $1.13. $1.13. Now, if I don't see these lines light up with Connecticut calls right away, Connecticut is going to have a very bad image in the eyes of USB and the eyes of all of our listeners. I mean, a dollar to talk on the radio for 10 minutes. So if you say something stupid and I hang up on you, you know, in the first 30 seconds, that doesn't even cost you anything. Maybe 10 cents or something like that. I don't have keys. The only keys I have are to that little thing where the keys are, but I guess they're not there anymore, huh? Bureaucracy again, folks. It's hitting us hard. 632-6901. Oh, you need the keys to get into there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, they're in my jacket pocket over there.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Except I don't know which one it is. Oh, I only have one jacket, but I mean, I don't know which key it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll show you. It's one of these tiny ones here. One moment, folks. We're tending to station business here. It's either this one or the one that looks just like it. Okay. Our number is 632-6901. Apparently that little pitch didn't do any good because we still have the same number of calls here. So we can just go to those. But if you are in Connecticut, area code 516-632-6901. Or maybe there's a new religious station somewhere that's blocking out our signal to Connecticut now. Who knows? I'd like to know that that we are getting up there somehow. Let's see where we are getting to. Good evening. You're in Brain Damage.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Okay. I guess you said you wanted people to call up and just talk about whatever they were feeling.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we should start the show off with people talking about screwed-up teachers and finals and things like that.
Okay. Are you a student here at the State University of New York at Stony Brook?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, I sense that you have an experience that you're going to share with us.
Absolutely, if you don't mind.
Okay. I'd love to hear it.
Okay. I'm going to leave names out so that way it won't...
I'd love that even more.
...won't slander anybody. But I've had several experiences in a class where I've been treated terribly by the professor, the TAs, and most of the people in the department. So, and this time of year, it's really getting me kind of upset.
Uh-huh. Now, can you tell us the kind of course it is? Maybe that will be...
Sure, it's an art class.
It's an art class. Okay. Now, when did your bad experience begin?
Well, the bad experience began shortly after I started taking the class with an incident that happened with one of the people involved in the art department.
Okay.
And basically it was an argument that occurred in front of someone that it shouldn't have, on a very unprofessional level.
Okay. An argument involving you?
Yeah, I was in the argument with another person in front of another person who should not. You know, this all transpired in front of someone that should not have happened. You know, and then the teacher, instead of covering the student, which was me, in the case where I was right, covered the TA in the case where, you know, he was wrong.
I see. Without naming names, can you be a little more specific?
Yeah, basically, I got into an argument with somebody in front of the TA, and this person verbally abused me. So I went to the professor about this, and it came to a big argument.
You got into an argument with the TA?
Right, exactly.
Okay, was this concerning the course?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, now what wasn't the TA doing? What was the TA doing that caused the argument?
Well, I had asked this person if we could get something done concerning the class, and the first two times I had asked, I was told, yeah, you know, we'll get it done, don't worry about it. And then the third time I had asked, I was verbally abused and attacked because this person was in a bad mood and told me that, you know, well, we could never get it done and I don't have the time for this kind of stuff. And I said, look, you know, if you're in a bad mood, then we'll just talk about it another time. And he just went on and on and on to, you know, verbally attack and abuse me.
Was this in front of the whole class?
No, this was in front of another TA and a few students and someone else in the art department.
Uh-huh. So what was the end result of all of this?
Well, I wrote a letter to the undergraduate studies office to file a grievance, and it's pretty much covered from there. But then what I learned just recently was that the teacher not only found out about this grievance through the meeting that I had with he and the art department chairman, but also sent in a grievance against me, which is a very untrue thing.
On what grounds?
Some sort of work in the class that wasn't right.
I see. So where does it stand now?
Right now it's going to judiciary in February.
Uh-huh.
So it should be pretty interesting, but I think what I'd like to do actually is read this letter, and it might give you a better idea of the situation.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm writing this letter to inform you of specific events that have caused me great concern regarding the above-mentioned class, as well as my academic standing. First, I would like to tell you that I feel I have been treated unfairly by this professor due to an incident that occurred between myself and the TA. I was verbally abused in front of some people. Earlier in the semester, I had asked this person to help me out with something having to do with class. He explained to me that he wasn't sure or not whether he'd have the time to get this done, and we would see how things progressed through the semester. I then asked again a few weeks later after learning that he had told someone else in the class that he would get the same thing done. At the time I'd asked him about this, I was in the TA's office discussing another aspect of class. I was then verbally attacked by being told, "I did not tell you that I would do anything for you. I will not be able to help you out." There was no reason for him to attack me the way he did, so therefore I explained that since he was in a bad mood that maybe we should discuss this at a later date. Again, I was yelled and verbally abused at by him repeating the same things. And it goes on to state some other problems that have occurred in the class, and actually it gets real specific about certain things that have happened in the studio, and it's real hard to get into deeply,
right.
But I think that once this is resolved, we'll the people involved will finally realize that, you know, they were wrong.
Uh-huh. Well, now, this is affecting your grade in the class?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. See, it's an art class where you get graded on what you produce in class, and the teacher and myself and the TA and myself both disagree on what actually art is. I think that art is an aesthetic expression.
Oh, boy.
And they don't think that it should be aesthetic. It should just, you should look at it and be able to picture what it is right there. You know, you should look at the picture and say, oh, I know what this is.
Well, you're getting involved in an age-old controversy there. That's for certain.
That's for sure. So being that the two or three of us disagree on these things, I've been graded and treated unfairly in this class due to that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a shame to hear about, but it's not at all uncommon. There's always cases of things like this going on. I'm not quite familiar with the whole judicial process. Maybe you could fill us in as to how that works.
Oh, absolutely. And I urge people who do have a problem with professors or whatever it is in class that they file grievances, because the people in the undergraduate studies office are a bigger help to you than you could be without going there. You know, they really help you out. Basically, what you do is you write a letter, you know, going into the details of whatever happened, and you bring it to the office of the undergraduate studies, and they review the letter. They send that letter that you write to the professor involved, and then there's a hearing. And basically it goes on from there, depending on the outcome of the hearing.
And the hearing is in front of who?
It's in front of the Undergraduate Studies Committee, which contains, I would imagine, some students and some faculty, administrators, things like that.
I see. Well, it's if nothing else, if you don't get much art out of this class, at least you'll get a good view of how the whole process works here.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely an interesting thing. I mean, it goes from one person's desk to another. And what I find really astounding about this is that this has been transpiring now for about 3 weeks, and the judiciary hearing won't actually take place until February, late February.
Do you think things like this are going on with lots of students here?
I think that a lot of students are scared to file grievances or even get involved in any kind of way by putting a teacher down or putting a teacher in a bad light, because it may get around the school, it may get around the university. I think that if someone is actually having a problem with a teacher, that they should go to the chairman of the department, because they're not always going to cover for, you know, their faculty. They're not always going to cover for the people within their staff, because if the chairman does in fact believe that you're wrong, he'll stand by you and not let things, you know, happen that aren't supposed to.
Well, that's That's good. I'd like to hear how this whole thing turns out when it does come to a conclusion. As far as you being a student here, how are the rest of your activities going? Is everybody studying now for finals? Or
actually, it's amazingly quiet. I can't believe it. Just I live in Rothquad, and in the building where I am, it's, you know, it's generally kind of party time, Friday and Saturday nights, and it is just so quiet. In fact, there's hardly anybody around. People are either in the library or home, or it's just a lot less people around now than there ever has been.
Same thing in the student union building. It's almost completely empty and quiet.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of nice, you know. I mean, I'm pretty much done with my finals, and it's kind of nice just to hear silence.
Yeah, for a change.
Yeah, really.
Okay, well, thanks very much for calling, and good luck in the future. Let us know what happens.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
One thing that always comes to mind when I think of this time of year, and of course it hasn't happened in a while because, well, you're out of, you know, the public school system, but it always was such a bummer to have to worry about schoolwork over Christmas vacation. You know, you always had some kind of book report or something to do over the vacation, and it made the whole thing unbearable because you had to constantly think about this. You couldn't just enjoy yourself for a week or however long you had. And, of course, at college it's different because generally the semester ends and then you have a month off or so, and then the semester begins again. You can pretty much do what you want in that month, unless, of course, you have some kind of ongoing problem like our last caller did. However, the first year I went to Stony Brook, they messed everything up. They had a weird semester that had a two-week break for Christmas and then resumed in January, and then stopped at the end of January, had another two-week break, and then the next semester began. And there were literally protests in the street about that, and that only lasted 1 year. That was one memorable event. Our phone number here is 632-6901. Get back to the phone calls in just a moment. We have -5 degrees on the Celsius scale, and that comes out to be 23 Fahrenheit. Our forecast calls for absolutely no chance of significant snow like we called for before. It will be cloudy and cold with perhaps light snow over the eastern end of Long Island. Snow flurries elsewhere. Winds north 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of snow is 80%? Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. If the chance of light snow over the eastern end. So how can the chance of snow be 80%? It's not snowing outside. National Weather Service, they can never get it right. The forecast for later on tonight calls for cloudy and cold conditions with a chance of flurries. Low will be in the teens. Sunday, partly cloudy and cold, high only in the upper 20s. Sunday night, clear and cold, low in the teens. And Monday, mostly cloudy and cold, highs in the low 30s. And this kind of weather does not bother me at all, as I've said many, many times before. And it's so good to have snow on the ground this time of year. Sort of puts everyone's mood a little bit in a little more positive light, I think, with all these holidays coming up and everything. We're talking about what people are doing this time of year, what your hopes and ambitions are for the coming year, memories of years past, all that kind of thing. Just really anything you want to talk about. This is the listener program where you decide the topics. So give us a call, 632-6901. Only one line is lit, and we have many more than that. So do give us a call, 632-6901. If you're in Connecticut, area code 516-632-6901. We've already demonstrated how inexpensive it is. And if you're on campus, you only have to dial 26901. That's completely free. Doesn't cost anything to do that. It's 10:30. The program is Brain Damage, and you are on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good, fine.
I'm so sorry. I called before, and I hung up on you.
Oh, I don't recall picking that up.
Oh, yeah, I called you before, and I asked for Nick.
Oh, that was off the air.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was off
you?
The air. Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm fine. It's freezing outside. Oh, my God.
Well, are you outside right now?
No, I was.
Oh. Well,
wait, we're talking about...
Well, what do you want to talk about?
We want to talk about our high school.
Okay, are you in high school now?
Yeah, me and my friend are in high school. Her name is Jennifer. My name is Rachel. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Okay. What's your name?
My name's Eric.
Hi, Eric. We want to talk about how immature the teachers treat us in our high school, and it's really sickening. And, for example, like, our science teacher treats us totally immature, and, like, we're in second grade, and we're just pretty sick of it, and we want to go to Stony Brook.
Now let's get into this science class a little bit. Now, what do they teach in this class?
Chemistry.
I hate chemistry. Oh, I can't stand it. I only took it for one year because I had to, and I hated it. Oh, it was awful. Now, they treat you like, a bunch of kids?
Yeah, basically, like, a bunch of kids.
Well, now, how do you treat somebody maturely in chemistry class? Do they let you play with certain chemicals? And what is it you would like them to do that they're not doing?
She checks our homework every day. Every day she checks our homework, and she says, and we have to do, like, the regions, and we have to review, and she says, and I'm going to treat you like you're in college, and I can't be checking up on you to see if you're going to be doing your review work. And me and Jennifer and I were like, thank God, finally we're going to be treated like decent adults.
Uh-huh.
And we're just sick of it, you know, but we know that she's going to be, you know, checking up behind us. And we really don't need that. I mean, we're mature, you know, and we're smart. We're not stupid.
Well, okay, you're smart. You're not stupid. But do you think there might be some people in your class that are stupid and do need to be checked up on?
Yeah, but, and we've expressed our feelings to our teacher, and it's like nothing is helping.
Uh-huh. Well, do you do the homework?
Definitely. We do it every... Okay, and that's another thing. You see, high school is so babyish. I mean, if we do all of our homework, we get 2 extra points put on to our quarterly grade.
Yeah, but compare high school compare high school to junior high school. Do you see a big difference there?
No.
Well, I did. I remember high school is just we have what we call the open campus. You could go anywhere you wanted to on your free breaks, and that was just incredible.
What high school is that?
Ward Melville.
Oh, no wonder. Ward Melville. I wish I went to Ward Melville.
Which high school are you in?
Centerreach.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I wish you luck. What else is going on this time of year for you? Is it a festive time of year?
Winter track.
What's that?
Winter track.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That must be fun, practicing after school and freezing to death.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, we're both getting over our injuries, so...
Injuries?
Yeah.
But you're making it sound like everybody has injuries.
Well, a few people, have colds and stuff, but, you know, basically, you know, we're both getting over our injuries, And it's I don't know. I don't feel like I'm on the team. It's like I'm not being treated as if I'm on the team, and it's really sad. And it's my last year, and it's really bad. And it's just my coach. So
uh-huh.
We both have problems with our coach.
Yeah.
Wait, do you want to talk to Jennifer?
If she wants to talk to me.
Oh, she doesn't want to talk to you. She's embarrassed.
Okay, that would have been a mistake then, because she wouldn't have had anything to say.
No. So,
What kind of holiday things are going on in your school? Any?
Nothing. Yeah, we're doing Deck the Halls, but we were compared to our other high school in the school district, Newfield. My economics teacher was telling me how Newfield is all decorated, and every senior has a stocking in the hallway with their names, and you can put messages on them and everything. And that our high school is, has no spirit or anything, and there's nothing in the halls. But you see, we do Deck the Halls where every class... They get together like one day after school and they decorate the halls, and it's a competition and see which class did the better, you know, like the nicest hallway and everything.
So let me get it straight. Newfield High School has Christmas spirit. Centerreach High School has no Christmas spirit.
This is what my teachers told me.
That's what the teachers are saying.
Excuse me?
That's what the teachers are saying.
Yeah, and I mean, we're constantly compared to Newfield. I mean, well, you see, Centerreach is better, but, I mean, I've heard from, adults that, Centerreach has a bigger drug problem, and that's a bit ridiculous. And that really ticked me off when I heard that. I just can't believe that.
You can't believe that there is a drug problem?
Well, no, a bigger drug problem in Centerreach than in Newfield, that I really doubt it.
But how would you know that Newfield has a bigger drug problem if you don't go to Newfield?
No. Some people, you know, in the administration for the school district have told me this.
Uh-huh.
So how they would know, I mean, I just can't see it because, I mean, I know some people in Newfield, and it's just not believable that Center Reach has a bigger problem than we do.
Uh-huh. Do you know people in Center Reach that that do have drug problems?
Actually, no. So, you know, but then again, I don't really hang out with those type of people, you know, who...
Well, you'd be surprised. You know, it's not a type of person very often. It's it kind of gets into all types.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be surprised who actually has a drug problem. Some people are very good at covering it up. And that's when they do themselves the most harm.
Definitely.
Well, I want to thank you for calling and wish you luck getting through that chemistry class. Is this a one-semester job, or is this the whole year you have chemistry?
We have the whole year.
Wow.
The whole entire year. But, you know, we'll get through. We're doing very well. It's just, you know, like we shake our heads, you know.
I'll bet someday when you take that Regents and you pass with flying colors, you'll come back and you'll thank that teacher, right?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
Definitely. Oh, one more question. One more question. Do you know the Duran Duran concert?
Well, it's hard to say you know a concert.
No,
you can know a person, but you can't know a concert.
No,
a lot of people...
I mean, no, the Nassau Coliseum. I heard that it's that they're going to be there.
Uh-huh. I don't know for sure. I would suggest listening to the concert billboard at midnight.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Do we have a concert billboard? No, we don't have a concert billboard.
Aww.
If anyone out there would like to get a job doing concert billboard, please come by the station. We need people to do things like this.
We could do a live one.
We might do a live one, but we do need a person to like just read concerts onto a little cartridge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one more thing. Definitely. I saw Fishbone, I think it was last month or 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Excellent concert. Excellent, excellent. Do you know if they'll be coming back?
I don't know for sure.
That was an excellent concert.
But if you keep saying that, there's a very good chance that they will.
Yes, definitely.
Get all your friends to say that, too.
Okay, wait, hold on. Jennifer, say goodbye. Bye.
Bye, Jennifer. Nice talking to you.
Okay. Okay, what time will you be, how long will you be doing this for? You know, we can talk about anything.
Up until midnight, and, you know, we're pretty open as far as what we talk about. Sometimes we have set topics, Next week, of course, is our special Christmas Eve show, so we'll probably be talking about, you know, holiday things. So I don't want to spend too much time talking about holiday things tonight. But, you know, an appropriate amount of time nonetheless.
So we can call back?
Sure, you can call back.
Okay.
Feel free.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. 632-6901. And perhaps if you have a special way of celebrating the holidays that you think other people should know about, or if you've heard of strange stories, you know, we still have time to put some of these ideas into action. It's a week and a day away from Christmas, and of course we've got New Year's after that, and all kinds of fun things in between. 632-6901, area code 516. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hey man, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Do you recognize who I am yet?
Do I recognize who you are?
Yeah.
Bing Crosby.
Very good. No, it's Chris.
That's Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Pretty good.
Chris is our music director here at the radio station.
I'm getting Fishbone back. They're working on it.
They are working on getting Fishbone back.
Yeah, they're working really hard, as a matter of fact, because it was such a great show.
Uh-huh. Well, everything I've heard about that show is praise, you know, praise to the gods.
Yeah, I was so mad. I was at a convention that weekend.
Yeah?
And, unfortunately, I missed it.
Chris, you just worked so hard around here.
I do.
Going to conventions and
it's a hard life. But
trip to the Riviera and everything like that, it's just, I don't know where you find time to do everything.
You know, you get by.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So,
Sonic Youth, that was really good.
Sonic Youth?
Yeah, that night that Fishbone played at the campus.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Hey, did you listen to those holiday greetings yet?
Are they out?
I don't know. Bill said he was carting them up, an hour ago.
Well, he did come by here.
Was looking for the things to put them on the air with. But you had the keys to get into that room.
I had the keys, and I gave him the keys, and I think he found the other keys inside the locked cabinet to the locked room.
Because I was surprised at how many of them were
were like what?
Very anti-religious.
Anti-religious? Ooh.
Yeah.
How so? Give me an example.
Well, one was this. They just played a song about this ugly bastard baby boy.
Oh, boy.
And all these pictures of him everywhere. I thought that was ooh.
Well, you see, I don't have anything against anti-religion, but there's no point being nasty about it, you know?
Uh-huh. But do you think they're going to air that?
Well, probably. If anyone would air it, it would be us. I mean, I don't think, as long as it's not obscene, I don't see anything wrong with it. Uh-huh. It's just another point of view. I mean, we're faced with a certain point of view, and we have to pretty much abide by it. But I don't see anything wrong with people saying that's all a load of garbage, and this is what I believe in. Because, in effect, what everyone else is saying is the same thing. That's all a load of garbage, and this is what I believe in. Uh-huh. You know? Personally, I think it's all a load of garbage. I don't really believe in anything, except, you know, it's a nice time of year, and people seem to be in a more peaceful spirit. And
well, you just
I kinda
like the
like
snow,
that.
I think.
What's that?
You just like the snow.
I love the snow. Oh, isn't it great?
Those islands, what was it?
Which?
The, what islands was that you went to last year?
Oh, Baffin Island.
Baffin Island.
Yeah, I went to Baffin Island where they have snow almost all the time.
And I had to fill in for you or whatever?
You did my Tuesday morning show, right.
Yeah. And then I took it over.
And you took it over.
Shortly
never give something to Chris because he'll just take it over.
Yeah.
Without any warning. But yeah, I remember calling from Baffin Island and actually talking.
You called from Baffin Island?
Yes, I called on the air, live on the air.
Wow.
On that same Tuesday morning show.
Oh yeah, that's right. You called on my show.
Yeah, actually I called you and you called me back at a very high rate.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah, and the station's still paying that off on like the 2-year plan, I think it was. It was quite controversial, but yeah, Baffin Island is quite a place to be if you like winter, because they have a lot of it. They have winter almost all year long, except for a couple of months in the summertime. But there's other places too. There's Alaska, there's Siberia, and of course the Southern Hemisphere as well. Although you don't hear about how cold it gets down there, but I imagine Southern Chile must get kind of cold too, because it's close to Antarctica.
Did you hear about those guys walking to the North Pole?
No.
The one guy's from Bronx or Brooklyn or something?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he says he hates the cold weather, but I don't know, he was doing it for some purpose.
Wow. Well, to get away, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe his parents are on his case, too. Hey, are these sounds of me making my dinner going over the air?
I don't know. What are you making?
I'm making soup.
Making soup. I don't hear any soup sounds.
Well, you missed it before when I put, like, the water in with the stuff that I was, what do you call that? Sauteing?
Yeah, sauteing. Wow.
And I was hoping that person before would go. Actually, she was pretty cool, though. She had some good things to say.
You know, I'd like to get, maybe if anyone's listening to us in a Chinese restaurant, they could order sizzling rice.
Damn, we could get them.
Time it so that it comes out just when you get on the air. You know, it's great when they bring out something like that and it makes this huge, huge noise. Everybody stares at you in disbelief. What the hell is that person doing? And it's really embarrassing, but it does taste good.
Does. Yeah. I've never had it.
No, neither have I. Well, actually, I think I have.
Why did you say that? It tasted good.
I don't know. You know, that's interesting. I wonder why I did say that.
That's very strange.
I can't figure it out. Anything else on your mind, Chris? Any words of holiday cheer? What do you think of this time of year?
I hate it, actually.
Why?
Well, it's near my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And, it's sort of depressing for me. And I just don't like it.
What, another year older, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and also I always look back on what I didn't accomplish in the past year.
Yeah.
It always ticks me off.
Well, I always get depressed at the end of the year when I realize what I haven't accomplished that year. That has nothing to do with Christmas.
I get it both at the same time. I get it at the end of the year and, whatever.
Well, if you got a birthday near the end of the year and you got Christmas there and you got New Year's too, and if you're sort of into Hanukkah, it could really be a downer for sure. But the thing is, so many other people are experiencing the same thing, so you should have something to talk about with other people, even if you just pick up the phone and dial an 800 number somewhere.
Dial an 800.
There's all kinds of people going through this, and it's amazing. It doesn't even stop at our own borders. All over the world, people are going through this. We all want to accomplish something, and there's no way we can accomplish everything.
Yeah.
Thing is, are we having fun? Did you have fun this year, Chris?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Yeah. Well, learn from your mistakes.
Well, the thing is, I don't think... See, I'm not really into fun.
Not into fun?
My problem, yeah.
What are you into?
I don't know.
Misery?
No, it's like... what I get is this feeling when I'm playing with my band that I really like.
Uh-huh.
That I think is cool.
So playing music gives you a good feeling.
Yeah, and like doing other things. But I don't think you can talk about them over the year.
Well, no, I guess not, knowing you. Then you'll have to do more of those things, I guess.
Well, the thing is, I don't know, it's just, like, so weird,
Yeah?
Also, I spend a lot of time thinking about, like, what everyone's doing here.
What, on this planet?
Yeah. Well, what are we doing for each other, whatnot. And, you try to figure out where you're going to see, what do you think you should go to see?
When,
throughout something like, where do you go? Like, National Guard or something? Or do you watch television?
I don't understand the question.
Well, if you are into figuring out what people are doing on this planet.
Like, okay. I think the best way to do that is to take a trip by yourself and just wander around and see things.
Uh-huh.
You know, because if you go with anybody else, you have to worry about, well, are they going to like what I'm doing here? And you got to sort of, no matter how much you like or dislike the person, there's a certain amount of compromise involved.
Uh-huh.
And I think the only way to actually do what you want to do, which will drive anybody else crazy probably after a while, is to go by yourself and just, you know, take your time and not worry about, well, would so-and-so do this?
Yeah,
you know?
But then there's financial matters.
Well, that's true, but I think there you can handle those if you determine to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, you can get overseas very cheaply if you look around and you shop around, and you can live very cheaply without, you know, sleeping on park benches.
Yeah.
There's ways to do it. You just have to want to. And once you get to know people in different parts of the world, that, of course, helps, too.
Uh-huh.
Because you have places to stay and, you know, friends to talk to and hang out with.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if you're in a program, that's one way to see the world, you know.
Did you do something like that?
No, I haven't been overseas yet, actually.
Well, did you ever just travel around, or are you still doing...
Well, what I do is I visit people in different parts of the country, in a certain city or something like that, and I hang out with them, and then they have to go to work or school or whatever, and I just pretty much wander around for the entire day and explore. And I have fun, and I'm not bothering them. And, you know, I learned something that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is fun. But you have to get to the point where you feel comfortable hanging out with yourself. And you don't say, oh, I'm by myself. There's something wrong.
Oh, no. Yeah. I like being like that.
Yeah. I mean, if you can enjoy being with yourself, I think you've pretty much gotten over most of the problems you could ever have.
Really?
Sure.
I didn't realize that was ever a big problem with people. I love being by myself.
Well, why do you think people get married so quickly? Why do you think they don't want to have any free time after school before they get a job? You know, they want structure. They want to be told what to do, you know, and just being by yourself, sitting in a room thinking, that's very scary for a lot of people because it implies a kind of lack of control, you know?
Do you think that everyone else being like that puts me at a disadvantage where, like, you know, like I couldn't keep up with their pace of the world or whatever, with all their structure and organization?
Well, the bottom line is, does it matter to you if it appears that way? It's all appearances, you know? I mean, maybe they're not keeping up with your pace of the world. Who says who controls the pace of the world?
Uh-huh.
You know, you're just as much a part of it as anyone else. So you may be a lot happier living a non-structured life. And who are these other people to say, well, you're not succeeding, you know? You might be succeeding better than anybody else.
Not success, but, you know, doing what you want to do and knowing why you're doing it, you know?
That's success. That's the only kind of success I know of. You know, the financial stuff is fun, but it's only a sideshow as far as I'm concerned.
Uh-huh.
Chris, I'm going to ask you to talk for about 10 seconds while I walk over to the other side of the room and change my tape.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because that's always a hard thing to do in the middle of a call-in show.
Well, if anyone ever wants to hear my show, I'm on, what is it, Tuesday afternoon. We call the show Crappy Hour. But if you want to call up and request something else, if I can find the records out, that's usually the main problem.
Okay, I'm back.
You're back. Did you hear what I said?
No, I didn't hear anything you said.
Really?
Yeah, because you're only coming through the headphones, and I had to put the headphones down to walk across the other side of the room.
Mm.
So I didn't hear a thing you said, but I'm sure it was well put.
I was talking about the world debut of the Guns N' Roses.
Ah, yes. Okay, Chris, well, thanks very much for calling. we must get on to some other calls here. I see we have all the lines lit, so our number to you people who are slamming the phone down if you're getting a busy signal is 632-6901, and the line will be opening up momentarily.
Well, let me say goodbye to everybody then.
Okay, and folks, when you hear Chris hang up, that means the line is free, and if more than 5 or 10 people call at the same time, we could very well blow up the entire central office of the telephone company because all those calls will be going in at the same time. Won't that be fun? Actually, no, we won't. We won't be able to do that. We need about 10,000 people to do that.
Oh.
But we could get 10,000 people, maybe.
We have a potential audience of 5 million.
That's right. So even if a small percentage of that potential audience
A very small percentage.
You don't even have to be listening. Call up a friend and tell them to call now, you know, and it's amazing what can happen. Or program your computer to call us 1,000 times.
End the line.
No, don't do that. Someone's going to really do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chris, thanks very much for calling, and have a happy holiday season. Maybe we'll see you here next week. We're going to have kind of a kind of party on the air that will go
Saturday night?
Many hours, yeah.
Wait, that's the 24th, cool.
That's Christmas Eve, yeah.
Ah, so what, are you going to, like, watch Santa Claus fly in?
Well, I don't know. What do you think we should do? We're going to have, like, you know, food and things and probably set up a makeshift oven here and get drunk on the air. That's always fun. You know, have special guest stars drop in.
Hmm.
Maybe the president will come by again.
All right, and I'll sign the operations log.
Yeah, you be on the logs. I don't want to be responsible for any of this. So, yeah, that's next week.
Okay, well, goodbye, everybody.
Okay, bye, Chris. Chris Crowley, our music director, and his absence now tells... Oh, wow, that lit up really quickly. There were people trying to get in. Well, congratulations to the person that did get in. We will pick up the phone, and of course, until we pick up the phone, you don't have to pay a penny. Is that amazing? That's why we don't pick up the phone before we start talking. Other radio stations put you on hold for 20 minutes, and you got to pay for that. But here at USB, we don't believe in that kind of nastiness. Our number is 632-6901. We're talking about various things going on this time of year, mostly leaving it up to you, our listeners. This is your week to decide where we go and what we talk about. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Good evening, Mr. Corley.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very good. Very good.
You sound like you have an accent this week.
I'm multifaceted. I'm very much into different voices.
As long as you're not multi-legged, I guess that's fine with me.
Very funny. Okay, you're talking about celebrity guests, yeah?
Talking about what?
Celebrity guests.
Celebrity guests, yeah. We do have occasional celebrity guests.
Why don't you invite Carl Bruno to the show?
Bruno. Who's Bruno?
What?
Who's Bruno? I know a dog named Bruno. Is that who you're talking about?
Who?
I know a dog named Bruno.
No, Carl Bruno. He's a local musician. He has a television program on Channel 6 on Monday afternoons called The Carl Bruno Show. He's a fine musician. He does many benefits. He does not get paid for his music. I'm sure he'd gladly do a show for you.
Gladly?
Yeah.
Well, we like people to gladly come by, but what is this person's expertise? He's a musician?
He's a musician.
And what does he do on his TV show?
He takes requests.
How do you take requests on a TV show?
People call in and his producer tells him to play songs.
Wait, play songs on a TV show?
Yeah.
Well, what does he do while the song is playing?
Usually he has, you know, a small studio audience. Sometimes he has...
Oh, you mean he's a musician and he plays the song as... Oh, okay, I picture this guy sitting there with a record player, just playing music. That's a real good laugh there, strange person.
I know. Well, if Carl Bruno's not on the show, I'm gonna expose you for having a cheap phone.
We have cheap phones. We don't have a choice.
No, it's your home phone.
Oh, my home phone is a cheap phone?
Yeah, it's cheap.
Well, you know, what's wrong with that?
It's not classy. You should buy a good phone. Consumer Reports has a good thing on phones and answering.
What's the best kind of phone?
According to them, let me see. They also have something about services offered by the phone company.
Uh-huh.
Most of them you could get with a traditional answering machine.
That's true. Most of the services offered by the phone company aren't worth anything.
Yeah, like the thing you ordered, that thing you called up.
Oh, that thing. That's not the phone company. That's an independent company. The computer
phone,
we talked to a few weeks ago.
The best phone was the AT&T Model 2, no, 420, I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know some of the,
Well, what can a Model 420 do?
Okay. Well,
besides make calls, which I assume it can do.
Oh, of course. Let's see. 420. A 12-key, 12-number memory.
Okay.
Speakerphone. Optional wall mount.
Okay. So you don't have to get the wall mount. It's your choice.
Yeah. It's got one-touch dialing, speakerphone, mute, hold, flash, lighted keys, last number storage, earpiece volume, a K-type handset, and you can turn off the ringer.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's see.
That's really something.
And it has a...
But, you know, I've got a phone that I've had since the 1960s. It belongs to the phone company. I don't know why I ended up with it, because it was the kind of phone you paid rent on, and it just sort of fell into my hands. That phone has lasted so incredibly. It's a dial phone. It's been dropped. It's been thrown at people. It's been stepped on. It's had things spilled on it. The phone still rings. There is never a problem with it. Sounds great. And it's heavy, too. I just don't see that anymore with the phones they come out with.
Yeah, I know. And, you know that Mr. Radio watches skin flicks all day long?
Well, that's one of those things I'm just not interested in at all. Mr. Radio or what he watches.
Well, you should. He's a frequent caller to your program.
Well, that's one of the downsides of radio.
I've followed him to the video store, and he has rented several pornos.
Well, you keep checking up on him and watching his every move, because that way the two of you will sort of cancel each other out.
Balance, Mr. Corley. I'm staking out your place.
Okay. I'll look forward to it. 632-6901. We have two open lines, because somebody gave up and hung up. Oh, that's not being a good citizen. 632-6901, area code 516. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hello, Mr. Corley.
Hello, Mr. Caller.
I have to turn this down. You don't know who this is. Oh, well, I call it, like, every week. I call it up.
I recognize your voice.
Yeah, Dianetics guy.
Yeah, the Dianetics
guy. Yeah, we call the Dianetics together. Anyway, so, what should we talk about?
Well, what's going on in your life this time of year? Are you in a cheerful mood or a glum mood or what?
I don't know, somewhat glum, but I'm not going to go into that or anything like that, because that'll get me even more glum. But, I don't know. Before I go, like, slagging into everything, I just like to say that the Fishbone concert was amazingly cool.
Uh-huh.
I mean, was amazing. And that person who called up who said it was amazing, I guess, is probably amazing. So everything is pretty amazing.
See, we believe in having amazingly cool concerts here at Stony Brook. That's the only kind of concerts we believe in, truly.
Well, you know? Well, then why Susie?
Why Susie?
Yeah, well, if you want to talk about, I don't know, Susie was an okay concert, but I had to wait 2 hours in the rain.
Right, you had to wait 2 hours in the rain, but you see, that wasn't a concert. That was billed as a lecture, a musical lecture. Only the concerts are considered cool. The lectures, as befit most lectures, are dull and boring.
Hmm.
Therefore, Susie and the Banshees was a musical lecture. Leave it at that.
And the lighting was great, but Fishbone, like, blew them away. But I'm not going to, like, plug Fishbone, even though I do have some. You want me to play some of it?
No, that's okay. You don't have to do that. This is a talk show, not a music show.
That's true. Anyway, so...
We can talk about music, but we can't play music.
What else was I going to say? Well, high school really is sort of, like, horrible. I agree with the other caller because, like, I don't know, you went to Ward Melville?
Yes, I did.
I guess she's going to Center Reach. Well, I go to E.L. Vandermeulen.
Oh, in Port Jefferson.
Port Jefferson.
That's an old school, isn't it?
It's elitist.
It's elitist? It's all... Well, aren't they debating opening up another high school?
Yeah, they're trying. Actually, they've already passed it. Mount Sinai High School will probably open up around 1991.
Now, the way it's going to work is the first year it's only going to have 1 year of kids in it. Then the next year it's going to have two. And
I don't think
that's
been worked out yet.
Yeah, that's going to be so lonely. Imagine being in school and only having one grade in the whole school.
Well, the deal is right now at Port Jeff, we have one of the smaller school populations on the island. That's going to have. Actually, that's going to more than have, because Mount Sinai makes up for more than half of that, so it's going to more than half, but I'll be out of it by then, so that's okay.
Uh-huh.
But what was I going to say? But that's kind of really bad.
Well, you agreed with the way they described high school.
Yes. My high school is so stupid. Well, no, sorry. It's just ridiculous, because last year there was a little bit of freedom. This year they've taken away any vestige of freedom you could possibly have. You're not allowed to go down anywhere. You're not allowed to leave school property, like, even on lunch. You're not
allowed. Too bad, because that school's right next to Port Jefferson Village. You'd have a lot of places to go.
Yeah, I know.
Ward Melville, I don't know if they still do it there, but they allow people to take off during their breaks. We'd all walk to the bagel store on the Sconset Highway, and, you know, we'd cut through this development to do that. And you could get there and back easily, you know, in a free period, and it was a lot of fun, you know?
I know, you could do the same thing at Port, but they don't let you. In order to get, okay, this is the part that really baffles me. In order to get to the library, you have to have, like, a sign passed from a subject teacher. Can't be, like, a study hall teacher or anything like that. You'd think, and you can't go in there with food, and you can't go in there in the middle of a period or anything like that if you're, like, in lunch. And you'd think that a school would
encourage people to go to the library.
People to go to the library.
Right.
You know, and the school sort of, like, discourages. I think my school is extremely anti-intellectual. I mean, I'm pretty heavily involved in the environmental.
Well, let me ask you something. How many publications does your school have?
Two.
Two publications. What are they?
One weekly, actually, no, three. One newspaper that we get out whenever we can get it out.
Okay.
I'm involved with that. One yearbook that comes out at the end of the year, and one literary book.
Okay, how often does that come out?
It comes out at the end of the year.
Okay. The thing is, in the 1980s, things have changed quite a bit, where anybody that has a computer, lots of people do, and of course you have access to it there, I imagine, a computer and a printer, anyone who has access to those things can put out a newsletter.
Well, you'd have to do that at home. You really couldn't do that in our school, because they don't have that, really allow you access to that sort of stuff. But last year, they did, some kids did, like, hang a alternative sort of, like, deli newspaper on the wall, which was pretty fun. But anyway,
there's nothing wrong with that. When I was in high school,
cool.
I was involved in an underground newspaper magazine type thing, and it was great because it caused a lot of controversy, got people upset, and that's sort of what it's all about, you know. And if you're feeling frustrated with the way things are in high school, I'm not just speaking to you, I'm speaking to anyone else that feels that way. You have the ability, and it's not that hard to get a hold of these facilities. Computers and printers are everywhere. You know, you can just find a friend or a school that has them available and just type up your feelings and thoughts and arrange it in kind of a newsletter format. And even if you come out with a sheet of paper that just has this printed out, it's still a newsletter.
That's true.
It's easy to copy. You make multiple copies, and you just pass it out. And before you know it, the word is out, you know?
What else? I'm involved in my school's LISEC thing, Long Island Students for environmental concern.
Well, you're lucky you have a group like that.
I know, we're lucky.
We don't have a group like that here at Stony Brook on the campus. We used to have an environmental group, and it disbanded.
You guys have NYPIRG.
It's not the same thing. NYPIRG is, they're a very organized group, and they're part of a network and everything like that, but there is no local group and, you know, designed just for environmental action like they used to be.
But,
recycling, that kind of thing.
The thing is that our LISEC group has absolutely no budget. The people who have the budget are winter track and football and baseball and hockey.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think really
What would you use a budget for?
What would you use a budget for? Probably for putting together, for using money to, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be putting up osprey towers.
Oh, that's great. Ospreys, they nest mostly on eastern Long Island, but...
But they're knocking it down for single home.
Do you know who puts up osprey towers?
Who?
The Long Island Lighting Company. And what you might want to do is contact them and get them to sort of co-sponsor something with you. They'd love it. That's good public relations, that's the word I'm looking for. And that way you'd be able to get something done. Without having to worry about, you know, your school bureaucracy. We'll just overlook the whole shore mess for the moment and just, you know, approach them as if they're nice, decent people, which, you know, some of them are, I understand.
I guess, you know, individuals might be nice. The whole sort of bureaucracy thing probably isn't.
If nothing else, the whole...
Isn't that horrible how we cut this deal with Loco, which brings us on the brink of disbanding Sherman all of that.
Yeah, I went crazy about that a couple of weeks ago. Well, I'm not going to get into it again, but yeah, it's horrible. It's scary. And
welcome to the Bush administration.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think even terrorism is too bad a choice if that thing goes online. I mean, I just hope whatever means are necessary that the Suffolk County government, New York State government resort to, and of course, ultimately the people of Long Island, whatever is necessary to keep that thing closed is worth it. Because you don't know what you're dealing with there. You just don't know. The allegations are starting to come out now in the newspapers about these accidents at nuclear weapons plants and other nuclear power plants that have been kept covered up for years. Now, of course, all the people are dying of cancer now. Who's going to say, well, it's probably because of this? You know, who really cares at that point?
Okay,
you know?
Before I go.
Yeah.
You have a choice. I like reading things over the air. And you have a choice this time.
What do you got?
Okay, I have either something which I wrote, which is entitled National Anthem, Part 1, or something written by a band named Chains Addiction, who played at Strange Book, actually, like, last year with Love and Rockets, but I didn't see it, oh well, but they played there, called Standing in the Shower Thinking.
Well, let's put it this way. There are probably people listening now.
Oh, so you're not going to let me do it?
Listen to me. There are probably people listening now who were at that concert who heard what the band had to say and got everything they could get out of it. But those people, guaranteed, have never heard what you wrote.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So read what you wrote, and then we'll go to the next call. Go ahead.
Okay. National Anthem, Part 1. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Relax. Close your eyes. This is only a test. This has been a test of the emergency broadcast system. Had this been an actual emergency, you probably wouldn't be alive to hear this anyway. So I don't know why we... Click. I pledge. I pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to... The... Flag of the United... United States of... America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one to no one. Damn, so close. I am the child who inherits the ground that you stand on, and I am the fetus, and I am the infant, and I am the walrus, goo goo kachu, one nation. I am the electric boy, all wired up and going straight to hell. Hare, Hare Krishna, Rama, Rama Krishna, Hare Rama, Krishna Krishna. And a voice says, Jackie, you are insane. Jackie, you can come home now. You can come home now. It's safe now. You can come home now, Jackie. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for... Four. Damn. So close.
Not bad. Sounds kind of like something Laurie Anderson did.
Well, actually, one thing in there was taken from Laurie Anderson.
Uh-huh.
The part where it goes one to no one.
Yeah.
I just got the Laurie Anderson 4 album thing, United States Live.
United States Live. That's a good album.
I really recommend it. And, Matt, if you're listening, like, pick up the phone and call.
Yeah, Matt.
Matt.
What the hell's wrong with you, Matt? Boy.
Or what? Thank you very much for providing a forum for my stuff to be listened to over
okay.
the air.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for hanging up now and opening up the line for someone else.
Au revoir.
Okay. 632-6901. Matt, put the phone down. I mean, these people always doing this. Can't believe it. 632-6901, area code 516. And good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Oh, how's the phone sound tonight?
It sounds like you're on a speakerphone.
Oh, you want me to change it?
Well, as I recall, the last time you did that, it sounded even worse when you picked it up.
It did.
So, why don't we try it this way for a little while and see if it works out.
I better lower the radio, though.
You better lower the radio, otherwise we'll get echoing sounds. And
do this every week.
Every week we go through this routine. It's some people look forward to this routine, in fact.
I couldn't believe that people on the station tonight were trumping up charges about Mr. Radio, my hero.
Oh boy!
I'm shocked and dismayed that such a
listen. Perhaps I should point out to you now, and also to other listeners, that the FCC has issued yet another referendum indicating that until further notice, it is not proper or mandated or necessary at all to speak about Mr. Radio in any form or sense at any time of the day or night. So until we hear further words from them. We cannot say anything about Mr. Radio and let this be the last that we discuss this until the FCC says something directly addressing that issue.
Ooh-wee.
I'm sorry it has to be this way. I'm sorry it has to be this way, but that's, you know, that's just the way it is.
Must be something I just don't know about. I'm in the dark about it.
Yeah.
But we're missing a lot of other characters. We're missing Sammy and the kid and everyone.
Well, you know, we've got all the lines lit up. They might be locked out tonight.
I have to bring up some things. Let's see. What did I want to complain about tonight?
Well, now, this must be your favorite time of year because you're such a pessimist. And
well,
this is when everybody really, you know, goes nuts and gets all depressed and everything like that. The holiday season must be a busy time for pessimists, right?
Well, you know, maybe this would be a good time to bring up how I got that way.
Okay. How did you develop into what you are?
Well, for one thing, I listen to WUSB almost exclusively.
There you go.
Not picking on the station. The station is full of great knowledge that people don't want to know about. They don't want to know about what's going on. I know what's going on from listening to this station. As a matter of fact, I heard something the other day that shocked the living daylights out of me. I never even thought about it. I didn't know that the farmland was dying and the soil is so polluted that the worms and bacteria in it are dead. The soil is dead. And you sit there and you tell me on the air that there's something wrong with me. I say that this world is just keeps going the way it is. If you think I'm wrong, you tell me right now that I'm wrong, that this world can keep on populating at this rate and everything will be rosy. I want to hear you tell me that and mean it.
Well, I don't think it's true that we can keep going at this rate. Obviously not. But I just have a more optimistic outlook. I think we're going to solve our problems. And I think we have to. That's the only way out.
Well, that's what I say. That's why I try to talk about one of the things that plagues mankind is his inability to control the population.
Yes, but you say the best things that could happen to us are natural disasters and nuclear war because that will eliminate the possibility of, you know, all the surplus population.
Now, that doesn't work because you would have to have such a catastrophe because the thing that happened over there in Russia, those people were replaced within 7 minutes, if not in less time. At the present rate of growth.
Uh-huh.
But I got to take this time to complain about Mike Girardo. He's always picking on Shoreham. I'm getting tired of that.
I'm getting tired of Shoreham. I wish it would go away.
Well, they should start it up. We need Shoreham. But what other alternative do we have, Eric? I want to hear what the other alternative is.
We can continue getting power from Canada. We can have... There's all kinds of options open. I'm not an expert on it. And I know, you know, everyone says, oh, solar power is promising for the future. I wish they would just bring it into the present, because when you think of it, everything is solar power, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the damn sun. So I wish we would just get to work on this.
That would take up too large of a landmass. You'd have these solar panels all over the place.
I don't know the logistics of it. I'm not an expert. I just know that when you have a technology as frightening as nuclear power, where the potential for things going wrong is so great, and when you have to even think about an evacuation plan, that should tell you right there that something isn't right. When you have to think of an evacuation plan for invisible contamination in the air, you know, I'd rather use candles, tell you the truth, if that's the kind of risk you're going to take. I don't think we have to take that risk. I don't think it's necessary. But I'm not saying nuclear power doesn't have any potential. I think it does. But what we know about it now, I just don't think we know enough to be 100% safe and secure.
Yeah, well, that's...
I mean, we've had accidents, you know. It's not like we haven't had any yet. We have had accidents, and we don't know how many people have been affected. That's the worst part. You just don't know.
Well, like I said, it's one of the necessary evils.
I don't know if it's necessary. I think we can do without it. I think we can...
But there's so many nuclear...
Figure out a way.
There aren't that many accidents. There aren't really any. It's a small percentage.
Well, now, it's interesting because we're hearing about accidents that have taken place years ago, as you know, decades ago, in fact. And we have no idea what the result will be. I mean, if groundwater was contaminated, thousands and thousands of people could have been affected.
Groundwater is getting contaminated by all kinds of things besides that. Things that, because there's just so many people around polluting so much stuff, we're polluting ourselves to death.
Well, yeah, that's a strong argument, but somehow it doesn't justify another means of polluting.
Well, it takes away from the air pollution. It takes away from using fossil fuels.
Well, like I said, there's other ways of generating power, and there's other ways of modifying things so you don't waste as much power. Like, we do waste so much energy. We don't have to.
Right. I applaud that
I mean, why do all the department stores leave all those TV sets on all the time, and then when they close the store, the TV sets stay on? You know, that must take up an awful lot of power right there.
Oh, you're on campus. I work in the chemistry building. They got these little things right next to the light switches. It says, please close all windows and turn out lights when leaving a room.
No, what it says is, before leaving the room, check all lights and close the window and close the door. And I'd like to know how you close the door if you expect to leave the room afterwards.
Well, the switch is, the bathroom. There's lights.
Yeah, I know, I know.
The door. I always shut it. I think I'm the only person in the whole building that does that. Because whenever I come back in again and there's nobody there, the lights on it.
Yeah.
Now, but that's a small thing. But if everybody did that, it would add up to a tremendous amount of energy.
That's true. And it's kind of endemic in our way of life. We waste things.
I wanted to take the time, because you say I never say anything good. I got to applaud that letter that was in Newsday that you wrote about 2 months ago on the retarded, because I used to work with retarded, and I know that there's a difference between being retarded and stupid. Retarded people are very nice, and people are afraid of it, and they don't want them living nearby. I remember seeing that letter.
That's just another example of people being afraid of the unknown.
Yeah, so I applaud that letter.
Well, thanks.
And, before I go, do you listen to the programs on your own station, like Consider the Alternatives and that really good...
Sure, yeah, I listen to the Pacifica programs that we air and Consider the Alternatives, and yeah, they are very revealing sometimes and a lot of times extremely depressing.
Yeah, but they don't have to be... You can look at it without being depressed. You can look at it as, that's reality, and I don't have to be depressed about it.
Right, and if you see a way of doing something about it, then it's not depressing at all. It's inspiring.
Tough. My way of doing things about it is trying to be non-materialistic. I guess that's a funny kind of a... It's hypocritical of me to say that, being I drive around in a Corvette Stingray.
Uh-huh.
That's just something that I like to do with my time. It's my hobby. I don't own a lot of stuff. I'm just into cars.
Uh-huh.
One car. I don't own 10 cars. I don't have 15 suits in the closet. I don't own much, but I'm basically a non-materialistic guy. I try not to take too much, but I guess that's a hypocritical statement, being I own a fancy car like that. So I don't know where, people would say, where does this guy
get? Well, nobody fits into any one particular mold, so just think of it as your little quirk, you know?
Yeah.
You have a right to it.
But, how about New Dimensions? Do you like that? That's another good program. That's great.
Have you gotten your program guide?
I didn't get it yet.
Have you asked for it?
Well, I can probably pick one up on campus.
Okay,
I heard
there
was a new one out. I just haven't seen it laying around in the union vestibule yet.
We have our new program guides out, and you can either pick them up on campus, or if you want us to send you one, what's the deal here? We want people to send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to Program Guide, care of WUSB-FM. Oh, I get it. That's us. WUSB-FM, Stony Brook Union, State University of New York, Stony Brook, New York, 11794.
They usually mail it.
You messed up the last part of that. 11794. The zip code is the most important part there. So send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and put your address on the envelope, and we'll send it out to you.
I'm on the mailing list, though.
We don't send it all the time to people on the mailing list, because that's prohibitively expensive.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
With state funds.
Anyway, I'm going to get to some more calls, okay?
Okay. Nice talking to you, but don't hang up on all these people that say something stupid, because don't forget, the name of your show is Brain Damage.
That's right. I haven't forgotten that for a moment.
Well, have a good night, Eric.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
If I hung up on people who said things stupid, I'd be so self-defeating. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
It's the know-all, see-all, do all of,
you see,
radio.
I told people this.
Boys and girls, boys and girls, boys and girls. It's Mr. Radio.
I tried to warn them. Okay, what's up, Mr. Radio? We can't talk about you anymore. The FCC says we can't.
Stop it, Eric Corley. Hold on. Let me just put on my headphones so I can hear you better.
That's better.
Hold on. Okay, testing, co-pilot to pilot. We're on the air. We're on the air everywhere. Mr. Radio, calling from my condo in East Patchogue, New York. Hold on, Mom. Can you give me the potato chips? Yes, Mr. Radio. Anyway, Eric Corley, I was just speaking with Dawn Marie, a DJ on your radio station, who entered the studio and was screening the calls, if you will.
If I will, yes.
And she has agreed to go out on a date with me, baby. Ooh, baby, man. Dawn Marie and Mr. Radio might become an item.
Did you tell her about the accident? Did you tell her about that?
Get out of here, you stuff. Eric Corley.
Well, look, I mean, look, a relationship should be based on honesty, right?
She knows I'm a happening dude. First of all, a full page.
Now, you may say it's a bum rap. I may say it's a bum rap, but I think she's got a right to know the full story.
All right,
story.
Just listen. Let me just speak here,
because
Eric
she's only
going
to read about it in the papers.
Wait, listen. I am a happening radio critic, DJ. I'm soon to be program director of a leading Long Island radio station. I'm happening. I've been featured in Newsday, a full page, soon to be coming out in the New York Post, hopefully. I'm schmoozing with a reporter to get a full feature on me.
In the New York Post?
New York Post.
I think you deserve that.
And also, full page ad in radio and records. I have a happening career. And Eric Corley, I'm tired of you picking on me. The listeners love me.
You're overmodulating, Mr. Radio. Surely you know what that means.
Okay, the listeners love me. Stillskin, I love you, man. If you weren't a man, I would kiss you. The other people, it's true. I've been buying some videos, some dirty videos. That is true. Also, my career has expanded to Connecticut. I'm heard on several radio stations. So I am soon to be the know-all, see-all, do-all of radio, and also be America's most listened-to disc jockey. So, people, if you would like to join the Mr. Radio Fan Club, here is the chance for you to drop me a line.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Every time, and I've talked to you many, many times over the years, and I've heard other people talk to you every time, you know, a lot of times over the years, I just can never recall a single conversation that you have had with the people where you're not discussing, you know, how great you are. Now, it makes me ask a question. At what point were you great? Now, you have to have proven yourself to be great to be able to talk about yourself being great all the time. But as far as I can recall, you just talk about being great all the time, but you've never actually been great. You
okay,
know what I'm saying?
Let me just clarify.
I mean that in the best of ways. You know, I don't mean that to be critical. I'm just curious. You know, what was it that you did to become great?
Okay, let me just tell you my radio career in a nutshell. Okay, don't interrupt me.
I can't think of a better way to tell it, but go ahead.
Okay, January 1983, I drop out of Suffolk County Community College, the liberal arts program. I quit. I need just 9 more credits to graduate. I said, the heck with it. I'm starting a pirate radio station. 3 watts of FM power emanating from Nesconset, from Browns Road, serving 3 miles of terrain, broadcasting hot CHR radio.
Okay, the FCC person who is on permanent display here is interested in speaking to you after I put you on hold after
Don't interrupt my bit.
Well, I just figured you should know that because he did stand up and he is looking at me in an inquisitive type of way. He wants to speak to you about the pirate radio station. But go ahead, finish your story before they come down or talk to you.
Okay. I did that from January to about March. Then I was discovered
by... You need a pen? Hold on.
I was discovered by WBLI. I joined WBLI. I was the only disc jockey they ever hired with no professional experience. I was using the name Dan Stevens. I hated that name. They gave me a stupid name.
Why do they... Wait, they give their DJs names?
Yeah. I wanted to use Mr. Radio or Steve Springfield. No, they said, you're going to use Dan Stevens.
What's so good about Dan Stevens? Why would they want that name?
I don't know. The program director made me use that stupid name. So don't interrupt me.
Doesn't sound very ethnic to me.
Don't interrupt me. I'm doing my shtick. Okay, so then I joined WBLI, and I turned that radio station into a 7.4 share, Long Island's most listened-to radio station. I was employed there for a year, making $4.50 an hour. Believe it or not, I said, after the ratings came out in the spring of 1984, I walked into the program director's office. I said, Bill, we just got a 7.4 share. Hey, baby, you got to pay me more. He said, no, you're curtains. You're out of here. So I left that place.
That's quite a story there.
And the rest is history.
it certainly is. I've heard this story many times, I think. At least I feel like I have. It never ceases to have an impact on me.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so what are your short-term plans for the future before I go on to some other calls?
To be on the Dave Feeder show.
Okay, well, that's not too hard to do, I don't think.
And a few other things. You know, the few other things I'm working on.
Uh-huh.
Let's give out the address. Let's give out the address.
Give out the address, but the address is only effective if you hang up immediately after giving out the address. That way people say, hey, that meant something, you know? It's sort of like a dramatic pause.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, it's Post Office Box 1089, Selden, New York. The zip code 11784. We'll repeat it one more time for the physically challenged people. Again, that's Mr. Radio, Post Office Box 1089, Selden, New York. What's the zip code? What's the zip code? 11784. Let's get it, people. The cards must be coming in. Again, the address, Post Office Box 1089, Selden, New York, 11784.
Now, Mr. Radio, I would suggest that you get on the phone right now and call the post office and warn them of the avalanche of mail that will be arriving.
Wait a minute. Also, I will be taking calls for the next 5 minutes here at area code.
You can't give out your phone number. I'm sorry, we cannot do that. We are not at one of those party line things. You can't do that. If you want to give out your phone number, you can give it out off air.
All right, still skin. Still
of course,
skin.
Nobody will get it that way, but that's the same.
Call up.
Thanks for calling. Now, folks, give a call. We have an open line. Hurry, call before he calls back. Thank you. 632-6901 is our phone number. Area code 516. Thank you. Somebody got in very quickly. Good of you. Yes, is there somebody here of intelligence?
Yes, this is Crystal.
Ah, Crystal, how you doing?
Fine. Hi, I'm here with Natalie.
How you doing, Natalie?
Fine. I'm here from Southern Middle School, and our school is really into the school spirit.
Uh-huh. You're into the school spirit, huh?
Yeah, we just had a dance last night, and we were really bugging out and everything.
Bugging out?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, tell me, what is the middle school? What grades are those?
6th, 7th, and 8th.
6th, 7th, and 8th. What grade are you in?
8th.
8th grade. So next year, you're off to what school?
Bluefield. Or Fenner East. I'm not really sure.
Who decides?
Me.
You have a choice?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never heard of that before. You can choose which high school you go to.
Huh?
That's great.
Uh-huh.
Wow, so what are the advantages of each, do you know?
I don't know. Well, Southern Newfield, everybody said it's really good, and Center East, everybody said it's really good, too, so I don't know which one.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go through.
I guess you got to flip a coin, eh?
Huh?
You got to flip a coin, huh?
Uh-huh.
Wow, so even no matter which one you choose, a bus has to come and get you and take you to the one of your choice.
Right.
Can you change your mind?
Huh?
Can you change your mind after you've decided?
Well, no. I'll probably just stay to that school, whatever I choose.
Can't go to Newfield 1 year and then Center East the next?
Well, I probably stick to whatever school I would choose to go to.
Uh-huh.
Today's Natalie's birthday, and she's 14 years old.
Oh, happy birthday, Natalie.
Thank you.
14 is a good age to be, you know. There's really nothing you can do at 14 that you can't do at 13, but you're one step closer to 16 and 18 and 21 and all those nice ones.
Uh-huh.
So.
I just wanted to tell everybody out there on Long Island, happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Okay, well, have a good holiday and keep up the school spirit.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
632-6901. That's what we need to hear from more high school kids, people that haven't called us before. Area code 516-632-6901. Someone mentioned before that we have lots of radio programs on this station, and yes, in fact, we do. In fact, this is one of them here, and we're going to get back to the phone calls right after we listen to what is upcoming.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike Palmer. I'm inviting you to join me for a very special edition of Mike Palmer's Television, Wednesday morning, December 21st at 9:30. Our guest of honor will be Bob Hope.
Ooh.
We'll play some rare recordings and talk to Bob about his 50 years in radio, TV, and movies. Also, one lucky listener will win a personally autographed photo of Bob Hope. Bob himself will help us pick the winner. Again, do join us for Mike Palmer's Television with our special guest, Bob Hope, December 21st at 9:30, right here at 90.1 FM Stereo in Stony Brook, WUSB.
Yeah. As we don't mess around here, Bob Hope, we go straight to the top. Bob Hope on That's Television this week. This Wednesday, is it? What day is that? This is the 17th. 18, 19, 20, 20. Yeah, Wednesday morning, 9:30 a.m. Bob Hope on That's TV. 632-6901, area code 516. That's our telephone number. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Eric.
Hello, how are you?
I can hear you through the phone.
Sorry?
I can hear you through the phone.
You can hear me through the phone? Well, that's better than hearing me through your microwave, I guess.
Well, maybe not.
So what's up?
I was just, the format of the show today is quite different than usual.
We always believe in changing, you know? A changing world is a happy world.
Yes, that somebody said that before, quite possibly you.
Quite possibly.
Or,
especially if I'm in a time loop, I feel like I am sometimes.
With Bob Hope, why is it 50 years of... what was it, television?
He's been on TV for 50 years. Isn't that incredible?
Like, however many years of radio, because it's a radio station. They should do 50 years of television on television.
I can't tell you how confusing it is to describe to people the television program on the radio station, because that's what we have. We have a television program here on the station.
Yes.
You know, now, I don't think there's any radio programs on TV. So, it's
it would
unique.
It would be pretty boring. Imagine, right? You're watching a TV, there's a blank screen, and, like, you're listening.
That would be an improvement so many times you wouldn't believe it. But we are the only station on Long Island that has, only radio station that has a TV program. I think that needs to be said.
I have to see the crummy actors.
So what else is on your mind? Are you in a festive mood or a glum mood or what?
Festive mood, yes, actually, I am in a festive mood.
Well, that's good. Is it because of the holiday season and the snow on the ground and the chill in the air?
No, because I just picked up a magnificent item at the, pardon me, the expression from a past show, I hate them all, I hate them all.
Oh, I hate them all.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking, I'm going to be going to the mall one of these days because, well, I just feel like doing it. It's not really that bad a thing to do if you don't take it too seriously. Yes. What I like to do is just go to the mall and sort of watch everyone else, you know, freak out.
It's also nice to annoy the rent-a-cops.
The rent-a-cops, yeah, they're always funny, and you see the people dragging their kids around, and...
There's the person who's listening today, who's missing the 12 pins from their pin holder, try and get them.
Yeah?
Yeah. The mall is a nice place to feel like an anarchic person.
Yeah, you know, I've always wanted to ride a bicycle through the mall, but... I can never get it through the front door. You know, they're always there waiting for me. But that's also, I wanted to roll a bowling ball down the whole section there.
Either that, or go to the pet store and get about 50 white mice.
Yeah.
And now, release them in food court.
I think we're talking about the same mall, right? Smith Haven Mall.
So release them in the food court.
Let's explore that mall a little bit. What's the most unusual store in that whole place? Because they recently expanded it, and there's all kinds of bizarre things now.
And different Strokes used to be, but I didn't like that store. It was a crummy store where they had crummy people with crummy items.
Well, different Strokes, they sell things like Anarchy T-shirts.
And they also sold things like drug paraphernalia.
Drug paraphernalia.
Yeah, but they're out of business now. So.
Oh, they're not there anymore.
What?
They're not there anymore.
Yeah, they're out of business.
Which means they're not there anymore.
Yeah, basically.
Kind of silly to stay around if you're not in business.
Let's see, the next best place is possibly food court, if there's food.
I like the food court. It's not as big as I would like it to be. You know, there's only about half a dozen places to get food, but...
Most of them are rip-off places. I'm not going to mention any names, but...
No, but it's a nice place to just hang out. You know, the old mall, you couldn't sit down and just watch everybody pass by. I like doing that a lot.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a good atmosphere.
Yeah, with the people laying down, sleeping on them, dribbling all over the bench.
Well, you know, it's the atmosphere. It's the aura, the whole mystical feeling. Yeah. Then there's the big department stores, like you got your Macy's, your Sears, your A&S.
The Macy's, I think, is the place where the person is missing their dozen pens.
It's what?
Yeah, there's a lady in Sears who's missing a dozen pens from her, not Sears.
I see.
Yes, and just tell her that it was the person who was being not very...
Well, I don't plan on telling her anything. I don't plan on speaking to people in Macy's. I've never spoken to anyone in Macy's. That's just a little rule I have.
A certain number of times it means, like, the custodian guy has to go to a certain place or
why can't they just say, hey, custodian, we need you? Like, you know, in Pathmark, they say maintenance with a mop to aisle 3. It's, you know, very understandable. Nobody gets confused.
Everybody goes there to see what happens, and it becomes crowded. This way...
Oh, yeah, I love that. I'm in a supermarket, and you hear the crash. If you don't hear the crash, they tell you where it is. That's the best thing about it. They tell you where the disaster is.
Market is there in, like, 10 seconds watching him laughing. Ah, clutch.
One of the best spills I ever saw in my life happened in Macy's, in fact, and I was responsible for it. I was asking... the salesman to get me something. It was all the way on the top, and he just sort of fell onto the whole display. I'll never forget the sight of seeing the display collapsing with him on top of it, and the whole second floor could hear it. It was the most amazing thing, and he just made some comment to the effect that this is going to be my last day. as we were leaving, it was quite a moment. Well, those moments you just remember. And I think that happened in the Christmas time of year. That's when you get things like this, because everyone's in a frenzy and all kinds of unpredictable things happen.
Yeah, but malls are when they're crowded, they're not so good. And it's funny, during the summertime, right? You go there during a weekend, and there are like 10 people in the entire mall.
Yeah, yeah.
You go there in the middle of summer, there are 10 people there. Everybody's outside.
That's true. They're all at the beach or something.
Yeah, right. You go there, there are 10 people in the mall. There are all these people sitting in their stairs yelling, "Come here, come here!" Right, and there are 10 people in the entire place.
Uh-huh.
And you go now, and there are like 10 people in a 5-foot square area.
That's true.
And it's pretty ridiculous.
It's fun, though, especially if you don't go there with all this tension. You just go there and look at it. It can be the most amazing thing. I suggest if people have an extra day, just, you know, relax in the mall and just sort of hang out and watch everybody. It's
funny because you see people doing pretty dumb things.
Yeah, you sure do.
And if you sit in one place, you'll see an average of 10 klutzes an hour.
Uh-huh. And just sort of pick up the dialogue as people go by, you know?
Yeah, you hear people discussing weird things.
Talking about music, I heard these teenage girls once saying, "You mean Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings? I didn't know that." Yeah, you hear all kinds of priceless dialogue that you never thought would be possible. And
oh, that's a shame.
That's what?
That's a terrible shame.
Yeah.
Anyway, the magnificent item that I picked up there, do you mind? It's great. It's rooted in America's cultural history.
A newspaper.
No, in America's.
Yeah, where do you buy? No, where do you buy a newspaper in the mall? I can't buy newspapers in that damn mall. I look all over the place.
Yeah, they don't even have it in the various bookstores.
For God's sake, it's a huge mall, and you can't find Newsday anywhere.
Then, of course, you can't find it in anywhere else.
They used to have a paper store, but that's not there anymore.
A paper store?
They used to have a paper store. I remember going there all the time.
You sold newspapers.
Yeah. So, listen, all you newspaper vendors that pop up out of nowhere whenever they build these little malls on the side of the road, they don't have a paper store in the mall, so go there. We could use you there.
Actually that bad.
No, it's not. It's the only mall we got, and I think we should appreciate it.
If you've ever been, like, out of state, in Arizona, for example, the malls there, they're giant. They're immense.
Uh-huh.
It's like the size of the Smith Haven Mall and all the stores, plus the parking lot. That's just a mall.
They have multiple levels. I was in a mall in Baltimore not too long ago, and it was incredible. They had, like, 4 or 5 different stories.
They have ice skating rinks in it and about 10 movie theaters, a multiplex-type theater in it.
Opera halls, all you name it. They got it.
Yeah.
That's one thing I like. That's one thing I like about Smith Haven Mall. Their theater, as far as I know, is still a single theater.
Yeah. I remember in Kings Park, there used to be a theater here until they turned into a liquor store.
It's a double theater?
Two.
Oh, no. Well, I don't like that theater anymore. I've just found out it's a double theater.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, well, that's...
Wait, this item rooted in cultural American literary history is called Call of Cthulhu. It's the fantasy role-playing in the world of H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, that's witchcraft, you know. That's not good for you.
No, it's not.
Well, that's what the PMRC tells me.
Well, he's America's... Well, he died in 1937.
See?
But he was the best horror writer in the 20th
Death and
century
witchcraft.
Ever,
Death and witchcraft is a very definite connection there.
Yeah, except he made up all the things in there.
Uh-huh, sure.
It's not real witchcraft. Like, come on, right? This guy Cthulhu was really imprisoned underneath the Pacific Ocean or something, though. I don't think so.
Okay, well, let's just say you're right. Continue.
Anyway, so it's quite fine. It has many interesting... It's great. If you're a diehard H.P. Lovecraft fan, get it. Basically.
Okay, well, now that you've given that little advertisement out over the air, I suppose that's all there is to say. Is there anything else on your mind?
Did you get the message on the answering machine in a various place? Actually, a specific place, but...
I don't know if I've gotten any messages recently.
Sometimes... In the past 2 days, you haven't checked either answering machine.
I might have gotten a message. I'm not certain. Well, you can call me after the show, though, if you have a specific message that you want to convey to me off air. That's what I suggest people do.
Yeah, that will be fine. I can imagine the deluge of calls you have after the show.
Oh, it's incredible sometimes. Well, we're gonna get to some of the calls that are waiting patiently now. So thanks very much for calling. 632-6901, area code 516. It is 11:41. We have about 29 minutes. No, we have about 19 minutes. Yes, 19 minutes left in the show on this crisp winter day, even though it's not officially winter yet, as we get dangerously close to the holiday season. Shopping days are running out. And I just want to remind you that, of course, we will be around next week with hopefully all kinds of USD superstars and celebrities stopping in to convey holiday greetings. So mark that down on your calendar if you have, you know, church services or anything special to do with the family. Cross that out right now. Cancel it, because we have a radio show for you next Christmas Eve. And the same thing for New Year's Eve, too. We've got something planned. I can't even talk about it now, because that's just the nature of it. It's so incredibly special that you just can't even mention it. Our number now, though, on this plain ordinary show is 632-6901, area code 516. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Oh, hello. Hello?
Hello. That you just can't even mention it. Our number now, though, on this plain ordinary show is 632-6901, area code 516. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Oh, hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Hick?
Yes.
Oh, am I on the air?
You're on the air now.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you? Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Oh, hello. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hello. Hello, Hick?
Yes.
Oh, am I on the air?
You're on the air now.
Yeah. Hi. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello? I'm calling from Chinese Takeout.
From where?
The Chinese Takeout.
Okay.
Please?
Yeah.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Oh, fine.
That's good.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about tonight?
We're talking about, we're talking about the holiday season and, you know, the cheerfulness and glumness in the air and basically whatever our listeners want to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
Could I possibly talk about my takeout?
You want to spell that word for me?
Hello?
Yeah, what word is that you want to speak about?
Takeout.
Takeout?
Takeout.
Oh, you're in a Chinese takeout?
Yes.
You know, we were talking about Chinese food before.
Oh, yeah?
Sizzling rice. Do you have sizzling rice?
What?
Do you have sizzling rice?
Yes, we do.
Because we were talking about how nice it would be if somebody made a sizzling rice sound over the air. I don't suppose you could do that for us.
I don't know. No. Maybe not.
Oh, okay. Can you show us how to make an egg roll?
No.
Okay. That's a joke.
It's hard. Hard explain.
So, are you working in a takeout now, or are you...
Working takeout.
I see. What?
No one come in right now.
Uh-huh. What time does it close?
Oh, it close. About 1:30.
Uh-huh. You think this is funny? Someone in the studio is laughing. I'm sorry. People sometimes laugh.
Hello.
This is not funny. This is, this person is being very serious here.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes,
people
hello.
Just don't
close
seem
at 1:30.
To be as open minded as I am. Well, okay.
We'll make many shrimp dishes, and next door was a Japanese.
Make large dishes too, I hope.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. It's good to have variety, you know.
Well, yeah.
Uh huh. Well, that's real nice. Tell me, why did you call us?
Well, I want to ask my friend. So what you want? Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
What you want?
What do I want?
What you want?
Are you asking me what I want?
Yeah, what you want?
I want peace, love, and understanding.
Oh.
With no MSG, please.
Oh, we don't make takeout.
Oh, well, you know, that's your problem.
We make takeout next week for you.
Okay. Well, I guess that's something. It's Christmas Eve, yes. If you can deliver that, that would really be nice.
What's your address?
What?
What's your address?
What's my address?
Yes.
I'll tell you what. Why don't I transfer you to my personal secretary?
Well, maybe later.
Yeah, maybe later, too.
Maybe later.
Okay.
So what you talking about right now?
Not much.
Not much?
Not much at all right now.
How about on the air?
What are you talking about now?
Am I on the air?
Are you on the air?
Yeah.
You're on air of some sort, yeah. You're on our airwaves, if that's what you mean.
Oh, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, calling for the Chinese takeout.
Ah, yes, okay. Well, since we are in a loop here, I'm going to transfer you to a computer.
Hello, this is the phone mail system. You may now release the call or hang up.
That way he can talk to a computer and the two of them can satisfy themselves to their heart's content. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Good evening, Mr. Corley.
Good evening, Mr. Rumpel.
Yes, very funny. I just have a question here for
go,
you.
Go ahead.
Where can I purchase a 20-watt transmitter?
A 20-watt transmitter?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. We ran out of RF supply here. A 20-watt transmitter. What are you planning to do, if I may ask?
I wouldn't like to discuss that.
It doesn't sound very nice to me either. Well, okay. Well, since Mr. Radio is involved in all this pirate radio business, why don't you ask him? I'm sure.
I did, but somebody stole his transmitter.
I see.
And he wanted me to track the man down.
Uh huh.
But I do not know his name.
Yeah. Well, I don't know any 20-watt radio stations. Otherwise, I'd be able to help you. But
Do you know where I could purchase a cheap transmitter?
A cheap transmitter.
Cheap, like under $200.
Well. There's always that family radio station, but I don't think they'd sell it to you for that amount. of course, you could just take it, but that wouldn't be fair. I don't know offhand. I don't know where you buy transmitters.
Okay.
But
and,
I'm sure that somebody will come up with an answer and give it to us real soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. That's what we're here for. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi, I'd like to talk about monopolies.
Monopolies, go ahead.
Yeah, they bother me, but I can't sort of figure out anything to do about them.
Or what monopolies do you have in mind?
Well, the phone company, the Cablevision.
Well, Cablevision is a very good point. Now, the phone company, they've broken that up, but it's still, there's so many different ones now that it's just plain confusion.
Maybe that's a confusing example.
It's very confusing. That's the real gripe there.
Yeah, maybe that's a good one to just sort of put aside. But the phone companies and the PAL companies are great examples.
Yeah.
The Cablevision and the PAL companies.
Well, Cablevision is something that has been in the news recently because I believe Cablevision isn't carrying the Madison Square Garden network anymore.
Yeah, certain parts of Long Island, I guess, aren't receiving it.
Right. Now, people aren't used to being told what they can and cannot watch. It's always been disturbing. I mean, if somebody wants to watch a certain thing, they should be able to and not have it based on you know, what their cable company wants to do. I know we have a local TV station, Channel 55, here in Riverhead, that can't even get on certain cable companies in the area, and that's obscene. You know, they cover Long Island news, but because the cable company doesn't want to carry them, they're not carried.
It seems to me the cable company is a little different from the PAL company in that you can do something about the cable company. You can just, you know, choose not to get cable. It's a lot harder to say I'm dissatisfied and I don't want power anymore. But Cablevision, you can sort of protest by canceling your subscription.
Right, but what do you get? What can you get?
Well, what you can do is make it, you know, actually hurt them in the pocket. And, well, maybe you can't if enough people do, of course.
Well, I think what you'll see in light of this whole MSG thing is a lot of people getting together and doing just that. And eventually the cable company has to lose.
Well, yeah, I guess they do, although they do have significant resources to try and avoid losing.
Yeah, but it's a public relations fiasco for them right now.
But when you're a monopoly, public relations is not a big deal, right?
Except they're a monopoly now, but they don't have to stay a monopoly. The PSC could easily change the rules and make it, you know, open season on cable TV so that you can choose a company, which would make a lot of sense.
But can you do that? I mean,
no, you can't now because it's not wired. But if say you could somehow get cable through your phone lines, which I think is possible, you'd be able to choose whatever company you want.
Yeah, maybe what they should do is have one company who maintains the lines,
uh-huh,
feeds all come to different companies. I guess as technology advances, that becomes possible.
Yeah, and I think we should never accept this as an answer where we have to accept one company on anything.
Yeah, well, that's tough about power. And
power is kind of tough, yeah. But there are alternatives. I know various communities generate their own power. Rockville Center is one of them.
And do they do it at lower rates then?
Yeah, yeah, lower rates. I mean, that's not very hard to do. I could generate power at a lower rate than LoCo, probably. It's
Laurel's running through little treadmills. You could probably produce cheaper.
Yeah, that's not exactly a challenge, but it is a monopoly for most people, yeah. Heating oil, though, there's all kinds of different companies, and I know NYPERG here at Stony Brook offers some kind of heating collective at a low price. So there are alternatives, and people are working to break down these monopolies.
I think one of the nice things that might happen with this Madison Square Garden network is what the people that they're annoying are, I think, possibly a very powerful group of people, a lot of important people, lawyers and executives
in
Manhattan.
Definitely.
Come home on weekends and they're just sports fanatics. And, you know, if it had been the same problem with the Disney Channel, I don't think there would have been much feedback.
Right.
And
it is the same problem with the Disney Channel in many cases because people want to get something, but their cable company doesn't carry it, so they can't get it, you know?
Yeah. Well, the thing that really annoys the people with the Madison Square Garden incident was that when they paid for cable, they had the Madison Square Garden network, and then when it was removed, the price didn't go down.
Right.
And I guess that's the big thing.
Well, because Madison Square Garden, I don't think, is a premium service. It's not offered as a premium service.
What does that mean? You have to pay extra for it?
It comes on basic cable, which means that it's one of the basic channels that you get 2 through 12 or something like that. I think it shows up on 6 in most cases.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure if that makes sense. So, I mean,
none of it really makes any sense when you when you boil it down. It doesn't really.
It's just the problem is I just can't really think of the alternatives.
Well, the alternative is just having a system where you pick what you want to get and you don't rely on them picking for you.
Why is it, do you think, they don't have that now?
Because there is a quote-unquote limited channel availability, which obviously can be expanded. They fill up their channels with all the shop at homes and Nashville networks and things like that, and they don't leave room for anything else. So when you say, you know, I want to get this service, they say, well, we don't have room for it, we can't offer it now, and you're stuck with that.
But that doesn't really explain why there's one company.
Well, that's true. The way it works now, they have to wire an entire neighborhood, and I think they get the rights to that neighborhood. And once they have the rights to a neighborhood, another company can't do it. That's just the way it is right now. It shouldn't be that way. There should be competition.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems to me it's tough to have 15 companies with permission to string wires.
That's why stringing the wires I don't think is the way to do it. I think we should, phone lines or some other way of doing it. I don't know the answer.
Wire different from a cable wire?
I don't know, but it seems a lot more versatile. You know, you can get a phone line installed.
That's versatile, I think.
You don't have to run wires down the whole neighborhood every time somebody gets a phone installed, you know?
You don't, but I think cable is more versatile, but because you can carry a lot more information on a cable, you could actually run your phone through cable.
Well, the fiber optic deal, I think that's going to make it easier to have multiple signals on a single line.
Yeah, that's true.
Once they master that, we'll probably see some sort of diversification, but we still have to change the laws, you know, that allow more than one company to compete. So, what company do you have now, Cablevision?
Viacom Cablevision, I believe, yeah.
Wow. What's interesting is that all the same companies seem to own these things. The company that owns Madison Square Garden, I think, also owns the New York Rangers and various other cable companies. And it's incredible, the number of things that are owned by the same group of people in the end.
Right. You never know. You never know whether the different competing cable companies, should you get to that point where you have competing cable companies, they're probably all going to be owned by one individual anyway, or at least one conglomerate.
One conglomerate, usually.
All of them, but maybe to a greater degree than you'll ever be aware of.
Well, I hope it works out at some point in your lifetime.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but
We'll have to see. But if you hear any news, give us a call in future weeks.
I'll do that.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
632-6901, we have a few minutes left. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
So.
Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
This is Mr. Radio.
I'm sorry, you called once before.
And so did everybody else.
Well, okay, what do you want?
I want to put on that DJ, that girl.
When is she, you know, put her on the show right now.
Okay, well.
Go get her.
I'm not going to go get her. I'm going to put you on hold. Boy, these people. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the Brain Damage?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you got Mike over here.
I got Mike over where?
Over in Smith Haven Mall. I'm at Toys R Us. I'm on break right now.
You're in Smith Haven Mall?
Yeah.
You mean you're in Smith Haven Mall and you were listening to us?
Yep.
That's
incredible.
I got
the radio in the back room at Toys R Us.
That's great. What place are you in?
At Toys R Us.
Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Wow. You hear that, folks? Toys R Us listens to us. That's really good. That makes my day.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here in the back room.
Of course, you folks aren't officially in the mall.
No, I'm right across.
You do realize, as long as you don't think you're really in the mall, you're next to the mall.
Ah, okay.
That's okay with me. It doesn't bother me at all. But some people, you know, they get notions into their heads that it's the same thing, and it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so what do you do at Toys R Us?
I'm a cashier.
Cashier, huh?
Well, part-time cashier. Right now, I'm just, like, stocking shelves and stuff like that.
Toys R Us is an amazing place. I walk in there occasionally, and you just see all the toys stacked up to the ceiling. And there was never anything like that when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, it's, like, pretty full now. There's, like, a whole bunch of people here.
You must see some, what time is it open until?
You know, I don't know. I get off in about 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But, I don't know, I think it closes at 1 or something. I don't know.
1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it closes pretty late.
My God. You must see some almost near riot scenes in there sometimes.
Yeah, did you hear the Cabbage Patch story a couple years ago?
Were you there for that?
No, I wasn't there, but I heard the stories about it.
Tell us one of the stories.
Let's see. Well, they're not big, just people come in and run after the Cabbage Patch shells, and as soon as they put them on the shelf, then, you know, the people go crazy.
What's the biggest selling item this year that you know of?
Biggest, let's see. The computers.
What kind of computers?
The Apple IIs.
Oh, you sell those?
Yeah, they're running like crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really something. Apple IIs, huh?
Can I say hi to a couple people?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hey, Mike and Jen in Mount Sinai, and Mike in Miller Place, how you doing? I'll be home in a little while. That's all?
He's coming home from Toys R Us, from a hard day's work.
I'm coming home.
All right.
A lot of money.
Toys R Us, it's a battlefield, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Boy. So, do you, working in a place so close to the mall, do you go to the mall yourself, and do you enjoy it?
No, I haven't been there for a long time.
Yeah?
Work every day, so I haven't been there. I got to get Christmas shopping done sometime this week.
Uh-huh. And will you be going to the mall to do your Christmas shopping?
No, it's too packed.
Yeah, so where do you go?
Just like local small stores and stuff like that, just to pick up items here too, you know.
Uh-huh, like Stony Brook Village, that kind of thing?
No, I live in Miller Place.
Okay. So one of those little mini shopping centers that keep popping up on the highways.
Something like that, like down in Port Jeff. Like when I come home, then I go in like Port Jeff.
Yeah.
So just down by the water.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck to you during the holiday season. How long have you been working there for?
How long? Let's see. Since June.
Since June. So you're not just holiday help?
No, this is just, you know, I got a full-time job now.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I hope they don't tear you to pieces over there.
All right, catch you later.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
That's a call from the battlefield itself, right from the one of the stores in or around the mall at the busiest time of the year. And one of the busiest possible places you can be, a toy store. Wow. Well, I can't think of any other way to top off the show than to hear from the source itself. Now, we're going to be back next week with our special Christmas Eve show. There won't be any stores open then, of course. So I guess this is the last actual shopping day that we will be on the air. During this show, of course, we have all other kinds of programs coming on before then, so you can do your holiday shopping right here on USB. Just stay in your house, listen to the radio, and see how people deal with that. Stay tuned for the Brothers. They're coming up at midnight. Mara Corley, and I'll be moving on out of here now. But coming back next week, we have our special Christmas Eve show, and of course the special New Year's Eve show the week after that. Or maybe we'll switch them around and do something different. New Year's Eve next week, Christmas Eve the week after that. Who knows? Program's Brain Damage, stations WUSB in Stony Brook. Good night.
Is off the grass. Remembering games, days of change, laughs. Got to keep the newness of the past. The lunatic is in the hall. ticks are in my home. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. Every day the paper boy brings more. My head. The lunatic is in my head.